heaven came down. Do you remember that day? Do you remember that day? All right, we'll come back to that a little later. I like that song. Well, welcome. Open Bible telecast, Open Bible dialogue all over the world now. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Got a call from South Africa this week. I can't even say the name of the town all of a sudden. Johannesburg, I'm sorry. Wanting to find out about if we was okay because of the weather. Isn't that wonderful? Johannesburg, South Africa. Well, we hear from many parts of the world, and we have a God that's faithful, and he wants to help you. Now, we got a broadcast today, telecast, that really, to me, is overwhelming. And I want you to hear this now. We're going to deal with it. The worldwide wounds of Satan. The worldwide wounds of Satan. Do you have any idea? Have you ever sat down and calculate all the damage that Satan has done to this world? 6,000 years of his evil activity, he has done damage and damage and damage and damage. And may I say, welcome to Facebook, people. I won't be looking to you much because I've got to watch this worldwide screen here. But it's a joy to bring you a telecast like this and help you think. Now, I've got 10 wounds that I'm going to talk about that Satan has done to our world. And that kindly is a drop in the bucket. It really is. But I want to tell you something bigger and better than all the wounds that Satan has done to this world, and that's he will soon be cast into the lake of fire. He will soon be cast into the lake of fire. And I want you to hear that. I want you out there to know that Satan is on a rampage. He goeth about, and I'll read that from the Bible in a minute, seeking whom he may devour. He don't leave anything untouched. He don't leave anybody untouched. He's after every one of you. He wants you in hellfire. He wants you in his lake of fire that was created. Do you understand? Created for the devil and his angels. God didn't make hell or the lake of fire for you and I. We will be intruders if we go. We will be intruders. It was not intended. We will only go because we let the devil deceive us into doing the will of Satan instead of the will of God. But the devil is going to be cast into the lake of fire. Let me read you from the Bible. I want you to know the Bible said this, not Joe Chambers, okay? Listen to this now. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and notice, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now that's in the book of Revelation 20 and verse 10. I want to read it again. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are already there, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. If somebody tells you hell or the lake of fire is not forever and ever, you tell them to go read Revelation 20 and 10, okay? Revelation 20 and 10. The devil will be there forever, but you may just be there forever. If you're not born again and living a godly life, you're not going to heaven. And there's not but one other place to go. Are you hearing me? And I'm here to talk about this because I'm praying you will turn to Christ. I want you to turn to him today, not tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late. You never know. Now, let me read on. Now, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the book, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which was in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which was in them. And they were judged every man according to his works. Notice that. According to their works. And the devil and death and hell, I'm sorry, was cast into the lake of fire. And death and hell was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, I am concerned that every one of you hear me today and know that the devil will soon be in the lake of fire, and he will be there forever and ever. At the best, It could be only 7 years. At the end of the seven-year tribulation period, actually, he'll be put in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. And at the end of the 1,000 years, lake of fire, but the bottomless pit is under the lake of fire, okay? Under the lake of fire. So you're not talking about a place to go on a picnic or be in a great fancy hotel. You're talking about a place of misery and hell. Now, friend, I want to tell you, it's time to get right with God. And I want to warn you that Satan is out to do nothing but destroy you. If every one of you could know that Satan is going about seeking every one of you, there's nobody excluded. I don't care how much money you got, you can't buy your bail way out of Satan's activity. You can't escape him. He's out to destroy you. He's out to make mincemeat of you. He's out to damn you in a devil's hell. Now, let me take you for a minute. I want to make sure we get this whole message. Let me take you to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. I want to read this to you out of the Bible. I like reading out of the Bible because then you know it's not Brother Chambers' opinion. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth or walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now, you've got to understand that Satan is out to get you, to destroy you, to make sure you go to hell, to make sure you're damned forever. And I don't want that to happen. I care. I wouldn't be on this broadcast doing what I've done now since 1974. You realize that's 42 years. This is 43 years in the making. And we've done this because we care. We care profoundly, deeply, with all our heart. We want you to serve God. We want you to live for Christ. Now, listen, let me tell you that Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Now, he doesn't only walk down here going about seeking whom he may devour. He reigns in the heavens above you so that there is no escape. If he don't find you when he's walking, he'll find you up there when he's flying around or zipping around looking for whom he may do great destruction to. And that is so important for you to remember. Go with me, if you might, Ephesians 2 and 20, okay? 2 and 26, I believe it is. Can't hardly read my writing. That happens when you get my age. I'm telling you. Ephesians 2, and let me make sure I've got it here, 2 and 2. Wherefore, in time past, you walked according to the prince, or the course, of the prince of the air. Wherefore, in time past, you walked according to the world, or the prince of the power of the air. In the world, the course of the world, and the prince of the power of the air. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Now the devil is called here the prince of the power of the air. Now there are three heavens, as you know, first, second, third. God's realm is the third. Our realm is in the first, and Satan's realm is in that second. And he's the prince of that air. His evil powers are about their evil business as princes of the power of the air. Now a third of the angels fell with Satan. A third. Can you imagine that? How many were there? There were billions. We don't know the number. The Bible just tells us it's an innumerable number, but that would mean literally billions. And so we can know a third of the angels fell with Satan. A third. And they're out now with him to do you harm. They're out now with him to destroy you. And I want you to understand this, because if you'll understand this, we will help you overcome him. We'll help you rise above him. We will help you defeat him. As the angel said in the book of Jude, the Lord rebuke thee. The Lord rebuke thee. When you have a battle with the devil, don't you say, I rebuke thee. You say, the Lord rebuke thee. Because it's the Lord that's won the absolute victory over the devil. You hear me? The Lord has won the absolute victory over the devil. No ifs, no ands, no doubt. Now, if Jesus is the Lord of Sabaoth, have you ever read that in your Bible? The Lord of Sabaoth. That's a powerful statement. It's in the New Testament twice. In the Old Testament, it's the same words, Lord of Hosts. Lord of a host. So the Lord of Sabaoth means the Lord of a multitude, the Lord of a host. So that you are right here on this world under siege, but you've got God the Father on his throne. You've got God the Son at his right hand. You've got the Holy Ghost that dwells in our world. And you've got angels that are all about you. Angels all about you. They lift you up and deliver you and hold up your hands and your feet. They are our victory. As roaring lions, the devil seeks to destroy. As carrying angels, they seek to protect. And I'm here to tell you, you can trust in the Lord. Now, before I go to the eight things that Satan is doing to destroy this world, eight things that Satan is doing, I want to open the lines for you. And I want to hear your calls today. I want you to ask me any question you'd like to ask me about the old devil and about the things he does and why he does this and why he does that and what power does he have and how do I overcome him? How do I rise above him? How do I gain the victory over him? Okay? Now, the numbers to call, and let me put them on the screen for you a moment. They were there a while ago as we was introducing the program, 704-391-0588. You got that right in front of you. And then 1-800-338-7884 and send me an email, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, before I start reading for you the eight things that Satan is out to destroy, I want to welcome in my studio today with me a precious young man, Joe Gans. Joe, it's good to have you. Soon I'm going to have a mic in here and let you help me one Saturday, okay? And then maybe later, who knows, if Jesus tarries, it's good to have Joe sitting here with me. He's taking care of the Facebook telecasting. I guess you'd call it telecasting because it is both audio and video. And I hope there's a lot of you out there hearing it. I don't know what kind of a group of people might listen on Facebook. Never done this before. And by next Saturday, the Lord willing, we should be live right off of the internet on both Facebook and Twitter. Okay? As well as the world. And this week, I know I had a call from Johannesburg, South Africa. And I had a lady from Idaho. That sent me a message and said, the Lord woke me up this morning and said, if I would call, you folks out there would pray for me and he would heal me. She has cancer. And of course, I sent a message back, called, gave her the number. She called and, whoa, did we have a wonderful Holy Ghost prayer. I want to tell you something. The program last week was all about miracles and wonders. And I'm here to tell you, that's my commitment for the rest of my life. I am tired of seeing what the devil does to people. And I want to see that you get the victory over the devil. How many of you want the victory over the devil? How many of you do not enjoy living under the powers of Satan and you want to live under the powers of Jesus Christ? Can I tell you something that this world and even preachers don't talk about? There is no middle ground. You're either serving Jesus or you're serving this world, and in essence, when you serve the world, you're serving Satan. You're either serving Jesus, or you're serving the world and Satan, and all the things he's planned, all the schemes he's got. So how many of you are ready to quit serving Satan and start serving the Lord with all your heart, serving the Lord? Now, you may want to ask me a question about that. You may not agree with that. Hey, call me and tell me you don't agree. I don't mind. I love calls that disagree with me and gives me a chance to talk about why I'm right or why I might be wrong. Who knows? I've been wrong. I'm not always perfect, by no means. But I'm here to tell you that I want you to grow and I want you to learn. And the lines are open. And I'm going to give you now a copy of this booklet today, The Worldwide Wounds of Satan. And in that booklet, I'm going to give you these eight things that Satan has done to our world. Now, while I'm waiting on your calls, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Grab your phones. The ladies are waiting. We don't want to be lazy. We want to enjoy talking with you. You're my guest. You understand that? I don't have other guests normally. Occasionally, maybe, but very seldom. I want you to know that this is your broadcast, and you are the special people, and you are my guest, whether you're listening from Australia, whether you're listening from, you know, Ukraine, or maybe Scotland, or maybe down in South America, maybe Africa, maybe even Johannesburg. Grab your phone and call me if you do. You say, I don't know the number. Well, go on the internet, paulcreek.org, and go on the contact page, and you'll see the international number, okay? On the contact page of our internet program, that's www.paulcreek.org. www.paulcreek.org, okay? And give us a call now, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Hey, if you're listening by Facebook, you can go and pick up your phone, and you'll hear yourself on the Facebook as you call and ask the question. I will not embarrass you. I will not even call your name. You may want to call your own name. That's up to you. But I will not call your name. I will not embarrass you. If you disagree with me, I will not be angry with you, nor be ugly with you. I just want to hear from you. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. And I want to give you this booklet. The ladies are waiting to take your calls. So we got four lines, and they're right now ready for you to call. Please don't wait. I'm knocking on your door, okay? Please don't wait. Grab your phone and call us. And I really want your questions. I really do want your questions. Now, the worldwide wounds of Satan. You've got to hear this. The worldwide wounds of Satan. Number one, Satan has murdered a multitude of babies. Satan has murdered a multitude of babies. Now, not only has Satan murdered babies by abortion, Satan has murdered a multitude of babies by offering them, the wicked people, those serving false gods, offering them as a sacrifice to the devil. Remember the story of Moloch? In the Old Testament, where the children of Israel were offering their children up to Moloch and sacrificing them. It would be amazing to know the number of children that have been sacrificed to the devil in the 6,000 years of human history. That's the wounds of Satan. That's the damage of the devil. That's what Satan has been doing, friend. Do you understand that? Then Satan has sought with everything in him to destroy the sacredness of marriage. You see, Satan hates the marriage of a man and a woman. Why does Satan hate that so much? Well, because that's God's means of populating the earth. That's God's means of having more people to serve him and to love him. Every little child born into this world is given the spirit of life from him, and they are here to serve him. So the murder of little children, and then the destruction of the family. Let me tell you something. Listen to me carefully now. Same-sex marriage. It's nothing but an attack upon the sacredness of the marriage of a man and a woman. The sacredness of the marriage of a man and a woman. That's all same-sex marriage is. I'm telling you, that's all it is. An attack against God's divine plan and God's divine program. Now, marriage between a man and a woman is a type of something breathtaking. It's the type of the future marriage of the Lamb of God, when the bride of Christ shall be united to the bridegroom. So marriage is a type of that sacred marriage of the future between the Lord Jesus Christ, the bridegroom, and the church, the bride. And it's an attack on that wonderful marriage. It's an attack on that great event. Are you hearing me? I'm talking about the wounds of the devil. The wounds of Satan. Satan is out to destroy. All he wants to do is destroy. Do you hear me? All he wants to do is to destroy. Now, that's something good to ask the question about. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884 or 1-704-391-0588. Then, number four. He has destroyed and damned. Now, listen to this. This is overwhelming. The devil has destroyed and damned billions of angels, at least millions of angels that he coerced into following him. He deceived them. He coerced them into turning against Jehovah God, turning against the Lord Jesus Christ, the wonderful Holy Spirit. And now 1/3 of the great angelic host is damned and doomed for eternal hell. Now, these are wounds of Satan. Are you understanding what I'm saying? These are wounds of Satan. When you understand this, it really is breathtaking. It really is breathtaking. Now, when you think of the millions and fallen angels now, we don't want to forget the humans. I wonder how many people will be in hell, the lake of fire, when it's all said and done. When the final judgments are over and the lake of fire is filled, the Bible says right now that hell doth enlarge its borders. Hell is enlarging its borders right now with the millions of people that die every week all over this world. And the majority of them are going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. And the devil, man, it makes me angry to think about it. The devil is responsible for all those angels. But then he's responsible for all those men and women, those young people, those precious young people. He's responsible for such a multitude of people that it ought to make you ferocious against the enemy and determined. You see, I'm giving you reasons to serve God. I'm giving you reasons to be Christians. I'm giving you reasons to turn away from the wicked one, because I want you to know the worldwide wounds of Satan are breathtaking. They are literally breathtaking, okay? Are you hearing me? Now, the lines are open. I don't know why you're so slow to call. I wish you'd grab your phone. I want you on the line. I want to answer your question. I want to help you understand what I'm saying, because I want you to share this with others. I want you to share it with your friends and your neighbors. I want you preachers to preach it so that people know everything we're talking about. And these are great truths. I guarantee you, you've never heard anybody sit down and tell you all the wounds that Satan has created against this world. I've never thought about it. I've never listed them like this before. I mean, it really, to me, is overwhelming. Now, number five. Look at the parts of this world that Satan has turned into a wilderness. Look at the North Pole and the South Pole. Look at the great amount of this earth that is underwater because of the curse of sin against this earth. God had to judge it. I'm telling you, there are wildernesses, there are deserts in many places all over this world. When you count all the deserts and all the bodies of water that are useless, that have no meaning. I'm not talking about wonderful rivers and wonderful lakes where people can enjoy. I'm talking about the great bodies of the oceans, the great amount of land in the North and South Poles, the great deserts. All of this is wilderness that Satan has destroyed. At one day, it was all a Garden of Eden. At one day, it was flowers everywhere. It was fish in the bodies of water. They have unearthed in the North Pole the skeletons of beautiful sea creatures that had been frozen in the days of the past judgment, because the devil has turned this earth into a wilderness. Well, I got news for you. It's not going to be long until it won't be a wilderness any longer. It will be a wonderful earth. It'll be a wonderful world. Are you listening to me? I know I'm talking so much you don't stop to call storms and destruction from weather patterns and weather events. Did you know? That was never planned by God. God never planned hurricanes and tornadoes and tsunamis. God never planned all this great destruction patterns. That's not the work of God. I'm here to tell you, Satan is the prince of the power of the air. And Satan is the storm creator. And Satan is the destroyer. And Satan is the one who destroyed and turned much of the world into wildernesses. Are you listening to me? Are you listening? Oh, why should I serve God? To serve the devil is insane. To serve the devil is just plain insane. Are you listening? God help you now. I want you to get the message. Three more right quick. Two more right quick. He has prepared many antichrists through the ages. And now he's got a final antichrist and the false prophet. You say, how we know who the antichrist is? Well, there's been one at every juncture. Satan's always been waiting. He didn't know when. He doesn't yet know when the Lord's coming. But he's got some antichrist waiting in stow, ready to step on the scene at any moment. I guarantee you, he thought he'd be able to turn old Hitler into one, but the Lord saw differently. But there have been many of them. Many, many of them. Now, he has produced hundreds of false gods and false goddesses. Every false god is a work of Satan. Every goddess is a work of Satan. Now, I've given you eight things that Satan has done to turn this world into a miserable, horrible place. And I know there's still some beautiful places. There's still some wonderful things. I mean, God is still on the job doing his business, and he's real, and it won't be long until his kingdom is coming. And this earth is going to be a Garden of Eden. Wow, what a day that's going to be. Oh, friend, now, you hear these things that I'm telling you, and now it's up to you. What is your question? What would you like to know about what Satan has done and is doing to this world? Would you like to know when and how soon all of this is going to be over? You know, it isn't going to be long until it's going to be over. If you're serving the devil, you are praying the part of a very, very foolish person. You really are. Now, friend, I care about you. I want to answer your question. I want to give you this booklet. This booklet would be a great note for a preacher. Any preacher out there is welcome to take this booklet and preach a sermon on it. I hope you will. I hope you don't. You don't have to use my name. All I want to do is get this kind of truth out there so that our world knows what a mess things are. And I want the world to know who did it. I want them to know it was the devil who made the mess. Are you listening? Are you ready? All right, the lines are ringing, and our ladies are taking care of you, but I want to hear from you now, whether listening by Facebook, and welcome to all of our Facebook friends. God bless you. God bless you. Well, we changed cameras, but it's working, and that's all that counts. God bless you, friend. I just want to bring you truth. I want you to know what truth is, and I want it to get a hold of you and take a hold of your heart, and I want you to serve Christ and live for the Lord. The lines are still open for you to call, and thank you that you called in to get the booklet. This kind of information, it needs to be in the hands of every person. Not one person listening to me that doesn't need this booklet that I'm quoting to you from, that we've written, prepared for you, so that we educate you, so that we tell you the truth. I had a call from down in Alabama this week wanting one of the programs that we done on video of this on this broadcast that they can play on their radio station because they wanted the people to hear it. I love that. I love this message getting out, and I want you to help me get it out. Now, 30 more minutes, 32, I want to answer questions. So grab your phone. What is your question today? What about all that I've said would you like to know? What will help you to be an overcomer of Satan? How do you overcome the devil? Well, there's not but one way. I have an old saying that I've used many through the years. He who is on fire for God is too hot for the devil to handle. He who is on fire for God is too hot for the devil to handle. So the beginning is surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. That is imperative. Now, I'm waiting for the calls, 1-800. Put the number up again so that you have no excuse. Grab your phone. I want you to call because I want to answer your question. 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. What is your question about Satan? What about him that you just don't quite understand? What about these eight things that I read? Did you miss one of them? I'll be glad to read any one of them again. What about the devil going about seeking whom he may devour? How about Satan, the prince of the power of the air above us, ruling in the atmospheric realm? No wonder we have so many storms. No wonder we have so many dark things happening in our world. No wonder there's so many accidents. Satan going about seeking whom he may devour. He's after your destruction. If he can keep you from getting right with God, then he wants to kill you. He wants to destroy you. He wants you out of here before you could get saved and get right with the Lord. That's how the devil works. All he wants to do is destroy you, my friend. All he wants to do is devastate you. Now, maybe there's somebody out there that you've had a great experience of overcoming the devil, and you'd like to call and tell my audience about it. I'll take a moment, 30, 60 seconds with anybody, and let you tell how you've overcome and that you've lived this life. See, I've been a Christian 64 years, and I'm here to tell you there's been a lot of battles. There's been a lot of tough places, but God has brought my little sweetheart wife, Juanita, and I through every last one of them. I get overwhelmed when I go to thinking of the victories that we have won and the great things that have happened. I love angels. I love to talk about angels defeating the devil. You remember when Daniel prayed and God sent an angel? And the angel was on his way to where Daniel was, and the devil in the atmospheric heaven, the prince of the power of the air, stopped the angel and battled with him. I mean battle. They battled for days. And finally, God saw that first angel on his way needed some backup. And so the Lord sent another angel and helped the first angel. And they broke through the devil's territory and brought the message to Daniel and told Daniel what had happened. And it's in the book of Daniel, by the way. Beautiful story. Beautiful story. Well, those are stories for all of us. Why are we not living in them? Where are those signs and wonders that I preached about last week and talked to you about? I'm here to tell you, signs and wonders are now part of my life, and they're going to be part of my life the last day of my presence on this earth. And I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to trust Him to heal the sick and do those great things and manifest His wonderful power. Now, I'm telling you, quickly, grab your phone. Let me go to the internet. Let's see if I have any messages here on my email. Messages on my email. Let's look at what we've got here. Let me see. All right. No, don't see any. All right, I'm waiting on you. I love to get messages by email, as well as I like to get them by the telephone. This is your program. I'm here for your benefit, and I'm waiting on your call. I'm just going through here, making sure I haven't missed anything. So just tarry with me, okay? Tarry with me. We're here to be a blessing to you. All right, here's the one that's in the junk mail. Sometimes my stuff gets sent to junk mail. Studying for my sermon tomorrow using this text, while they beheld you your chaste conversations coupled with fear. That's in 1 Peter. Now, what is the question here? Please comment. Now, he's going to preach on while they beheld your chaste conversations coupled with fear. And this caller, our email person, wants me to answer that and give my comment. Well, let me tell you, friend, listen to me carefully now. Listen to me carefully. I don't be careful here. I'll cut off something I shouldn't cut off. I have to be so careful. You know, it's so very wonderful. It really is to know we can bring you this. Now, this man wants to know. He's preaching on while they behold my chaste conversations coupled with fear. That's a good question. That's a marvelous sermon. Hey, chaste conversation. That means your pure conversation, your holy lifestyle. And this coupled with fear means you actually fear God. The Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, the beginning of knowledge also. So those kind of things are very important and very wonderful. And they are things that ought to be a part of our life. Thank you, brother. Preach a great sermon tomorrow. I mean, give your people the word. It will be great for them. And thank you for that question. I hope that helps you, and I hope you'll use it, my brother. I really do. All right, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. The devil going about as a roaring lion. Now, does he see you? Of course he sees you. Does he know your thoughts? Of course he knows your thoughts. Does he know your words? Well, he will know at least some of your words. If you're praying in the Holy Ghost, he don't know what you're saying. That's why I believe in praying in the power of the Spirit. Because the devil cannot interpret the language prayed in the power of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that wonderful? Have you ever realized that? Have you ever realized when you live a life full of the Holy Ghost and you're praying in the Spirit that Satan cannot interpret and cannot hinder? Oh, I love that. I really do. See, I believe in praying in the unknown tongues, which is the language of my Father and my Savior and the Holy Spirit. And Satan cannot understand a word. Not a word. Hallelujah. All right. Questions and answers. I don't know why you're being. I know when I take these tough subjects like this, people tend to listen and they call very few. I'm glad you're calling to get the booklet, though. Keep doing that. And then I want, though, to answer your question right over the telephone. That's important to me. That's important to me. And if Brother Joseph is sitting here with me, if he's got a question, go in there and call me on the phone. And I'll answer that question, okay? And we'll talk about it. You know, it's really wonderful to know that you can overcome the devil, that he don't have any victory you don't give him. He don't have any power to defeat you if you don't give it to him. I mean, the Bible, and I love this, the Bible says, make no place for the devil. Make no place for the devil. I preached on that last week, and man, did I enjoy that. Because you are to make no place for Satan. Literally, give him no room. Give him no place to attack you. Live so clear in the Bible that Satan can't get to you in no way, no form, or no fashion. That is very important for your life. Now, you know, the devil is going about seeking whom he may devour. He's the prince of the power of the air. Now, we're living right on the verge of the coming of the Lord. We're talking about the Antichrist and the false prophet are probably ready. Already ready. In fact, I think Satan has had an Antichrist ready all through the ages, because he doesn't know when the Lord's coming. But he certainly has one ready now. And I can feel and see the spirit of that Antichrist. So we are in a struggle. We're in a battle. We're in a war zone. I mean, it's no longer just a battle. It's a war zone. We're in a tough time of human history. I mean, a tough time of human history. And you know, I'm grateful that I know Christ. And I want you to know him. And call quickly. We're here to answer your question and be a blessing. And you on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers. Listen to your exhortation there. And I got one thing I'd like to add on your list. How many good preachers has been corrupted by Satan, and how he has corrupted the true gospel?
You know, that's really a wonderful point. Satan has destroyed. I've been saved 64 years. I've been pastoring 59. I am amazed at the preachers I know who've been destroyed. You remember any Brother Joseph? Yes, he does too. And this brother does. There have been many preachers and many who have not backslid. Let me tell you what happens. Now, I've really seen this one. A preacher will raise a family. And their sweetheart, he loves them. He's devoted to them. Well, they get up and become young adults and they start compromising. They start, you know, breaking down the old lines of truth. They start disobeying the great gospel words. And so the preacher and the preacher's wife don't want to lose their family. I want to be close to my family. One of my granddaughters said to me the other day, "Papa, I want you to be my papa, not just my pastor." I said, "Honey, I'm never going to be anything but a man of God, because every hair of my head, every cell in my body is old-fashioned, committed to the infallible truth." And I'm going to tell you something, honey. That's what I said to her, with tears on my eyes and a sob in my throat. Excuse me. I said, "I didn't leave y'all. Y'all have left me. I mean, I've got family that have left me. Now, they don't hate me, I don't guess. They'll come around under duress. But they aren't close to me like they used to be. They used to be under my feet. I mean, until about the time I was 74 years old, 73, 74, they begin to compromise, and I am not compromising with them. I am not changing this old-fashioned gospel. And I'm praying, and God's going to bring them back. I really believe that with all my heart. But many preachers, I know them by the scads, who've left the way because their family compromised, and they had to stay close to their family. Isn't that sad?
Yes, sir, Reverend Chambers. I've done a lot of listening here lately on Facebook, the things, and I know it was bad, but these prosperity gospel preachers, and all, they're living like rock stars. They have perverted the gospel of Jesus Christ for riches.
Well, they are. Any time you see a preacher that begins to live the life of a millionaire, you know that something is bad wrong. A man of God would not spend his money to live like a millionaire. If he had the money, he would be down in Haiti. We've got a home for children in Haiti. They are doing one of the grandest works on the face of this earth. I don't know anybody that matches Brother and Sister Lloyd in Haiti. There's 70 children in the orphanage homes, two of them, and they've got several hundred in school. They've now got buildings for all 13 grades of school, and now they're looking at some land that's going to cost $60,000 to put a college, a school to graduate these kids and prepare them for ministry or life in some business affair, and that's going to be next. And the money, if I had $1 million, that money, that land would be bought the day after tomorrow. Tomorrow, if I could get it to them in time. I'm telling you, and I'd build the buildings for them if I had money like that. I would not spend it on me. I promise you that. I'm living comfortable. I've got a nice home and a nice car, built my own home. I'm paying for my car, still owe over a year on it. But I don't want to live like a millionaire. How does a man of God live like a millionaire and deal with his conscience?
Well, I think we're done some studies. When Charles Wesley died, he was worth $30.
Charles Wesley died worth $30. Well, that's how men of God live, brother.
Yeah, now these preachers they're living in $8 and $10 million homes, got 3 jets, you know, and I about give up on any of these big name evangelists, the people that I have confidence in.
Well, why did it take you so long to give up on them?
The pastors and local evangelists, these big name people, Joel Osteen and I can T.D. Jakes, you know, these people stand for nothing.
Well, you're saying it just like it is, and I promise God, I'm going to spend the rest of my ministry. I'm not going to deal that much with those. I'm dealing with it when somebody calls me like you, but I'm here to tell you, I am going to live the life of a man of God right down to the end, and when I die, it's going to be hallelujah, glory, glory. I'm telling you all goodbye now, because I won't have time if Jesus comes tomorrow.
Add that to your list. He's perverted the preachers and the gospel.
I will add that on the internet before I send it out, okay? He's perverted millions of preachers and million and much of the Holy Bible. Isn't sad? We got preachers now that tell you that if you take the mark of the beast during the tribulation period, you can get forgiveness. How about that? That is a direct disobedience to the Holy Bible. You've got it everywhere, and it is sad. I'm telling you, it's sad. And thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Now I want to hear others of you grab your phone. What has the devil done that I have not named? What is something that has happened in your life that you know was Satan? I can look back and see the many things I've dealt with Satan over. I can look around me and see the many good people that used to walk with God and walk with Christ, and they no longer walk with Him because they've turned aside. I can look around me at churches that used to be so full of the Holy Ghost, and now they don't even pray for the sick. I talked with a man of God of the day. I say a man of God. He certainly has been in the past. And he said, I've not heard a sermon on the rapture in so long. I don't even remember the last sermon I heard. I mean, that's the things I hear all the time. And I'm telling you, folks, the devil is on the job. If God's people worked as faithfully and as dedicated as the devil does, wouldn't we make a difference? Wouldn't we make a difference? Now, you can get this booklet, and I'm going to add that ninth item, okay? Thank you, my brother. Give us a call. I know I'm preaching to you and talking to you and teaching you. And if I teach you things like this and you don't call, that it's still been a very successful program. Because I'm telling you, I want you to know the devil is on a worldwide rampage. The devil is out to destroy and just literally put to death everything that's wonderful, everything that's holy, and everything that's pure. And I beg of you, friend, don't allow it any longer. You've got to hear me. Not a one of you. Now, whatever time I got left, and I know you'll be calling, hopefully, and I'm waiting on you. But I want to tell you something. Not a one of you out there have to listen to Satan a day longer. Every one of you can overcome the devil. Every one of you can overcome Satan. Every one of you can be victorious. Not one person out there, unless you blaspheme the Holy Ghost and send your days away, you can be an overcomer, and you can live a clean, godly life, and you can be full of His sweet Spirit, and you can overcome the things of the enemy. And I don't go in my car unless I trust angels to take care of me. I believe angels are out there to protect me, to lift me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I believe that. And so I trust in the angels of the Lord. Now grab a phone. Let's spend these last 15 minutes with one call after the other. whatever you want to say, whatever question you want to answer, I'm here to be a blessing to you. You on the air. May I help you, please?
I suffer from mental illness, and I want to know if the devil does that to me, and if I quit taking my medicine, I'll end up in the hospital, and
Ma'am, I cannot really answer your question because I don't get into personal things like that, but I can tell you Jesus will heal you. I'm not going to tell you at all to quit taking your medicine. You have to deal with that in your own heart. You know exactly what you're taking. If you'll get somebody to help you to see what your medicines are, what they're good for, are they doing you any good? There's plenty of information everywhere today about all the drugs that are being dispensed out to people. And you need to be wise enough to check those things. I would never answer those kind of questions for you, but I will do this. I will pray for God to give you wisdom and to give you faith, and I will pray for God to heal your body. Would you like for me to pray right now?
Yeah.
Father, what's your first name?
Francis.
Francis.
Yeah.
Father, I come for Francis. Now, I don't just come for Francis. I come for Alice and April and Judy and Sally and 1,000 other names. I come for every person out there who needs a miracle. And I ask you, dear lady, to lay your hand on your internet or your radio or your computer or your telephone or whatever, your Facebook. Lay your hand on it and let's believe together. Father, let virtue, healing virtue from the cross, from those wounds on my Savior's back, from the wonderful, wonderful virtue that flowed out of his wounded body and is stripped back, I claim healing. I claim a miracle. Now, Father, let this people, every one of them, listening to me and joining me, let them experience a miracle. Give them a healing miracle, Lord. You're the healer. You're ready to heal. It's your will to heal. By your stripes, we are healed. And I claim that right now for every one of you. Every person listening, I want you healed. I want a miracle in your life. And I claim it in Jesus' name. And amen. God bless you, Francis. You go trust in God and you search to know the truth about your needs and let God lead you, okay?
Okay.
God bless your heart. Bye-bye. Now, give us a call. We got nearly 13 minutes, and I want to answer your question. I want to help you. I want you to overcome the devil. I want you to live a victorious life. I want you to defeat Satan in everything about your life. It's his will to give you the victory. It's his will for you to walk in happiness and peace and satisfaction. It's his will for you to shout the victory. To shout the victory. Are you listening to me? It's his will for you to shout the victory and live a victorious life. And Satan cannot stop you unless you let him. Are you listening to me? Satan cannot stop you unless you let him. Are you listening to me on Facebook? Satan cannot stop you unless you let him. You got to let him. See, the Bible says, make no place for the devil. Could I tell you something? The devil had a place, and God had to throw him out because he rebelled. And ever since God threw him out, he's had no place. And so he's a vagabond, and he's going about looking for a place. And it may be right now next door fixing to come to your house. Or he may be right down the sidewalk walking towards your house. You won't see him, and you may not know he's there. But crazy ideas will take a hold of you. You'll hear some kind of old gossip. You'll hear some kind of old negativity. You'll hear some old doubtful thing. You'll hear some old scary thing. Many people are scared of their shadows. They're scared of their shadows. Many people, I've been with people that are afraid to death to walk down a dark street. Afraid to death to leave their house at night. I'm telling you right now, I've never been like that. And I refuse to be like that. I'm living under the grace of my Father. I belong to Jesus. The devil can't do a thing if he doesn't get my Father's permission. Did you hear me? The devil can't do a thing if he doesn't get my Father's permission. The devil cannot do a thing if he doesn't get the Father's permission. Do you understand that? I hope you do, because that's what I'm trying to show you today. Now, I gave you 7, 8 things. I've added one to it. He's destroyed so many preachers. You know, that really breaks my heart. I'll never forget hearing an old-fashioned preacher tell about his dad. His dad was in a liquor store, backslid, and died right there in the liquor store and went to hell. After in the past years having been a great preacher man, a full gospel man, a man full of the Holy Ghost. Look at the preachers that you read about who did these horrible things. Out looking for prostitutes on the street and got caught. I mean, these things are horrible. And I hope all of them repented, and some of them surely have repented. Surely have repented. This morning I heard Donald Trump repenting over some foolish and dumb thing that he said in, I believe it was 2005. And he said, I'm wrong. I was wrong. I'm sorry. I'll never do something like that again. You don't have to worry about it. It was one of those foolish things in his life. And then I got to thinking about John Kennedy and all the things he did with women. And I got to thinking about Ronald Reagan and what he was before he got right with God. Got right with God and became our president. You see, all of us have been sinners. You know what Jesus said? He that hath no sin, let him cast the first stone. Hey, will you remember that? He that hath no sin, let him cast the first stone. And so if you repent of your sin and you turn from it, you are forgiven. And it's over. All right, let me go check the web page here. And the lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I would love to answer your question. I would love to be a blessing to you. That would be my joy. Well, I guess you're just not calling me today or emailing me. And so often I get more than I can get to, and that's okay. I'm here for your to be a blessing to you and to bring you the truth. That's all. And to tell you that you can overcome Satan. All right. Now, what is the real victory over the devil? What is the real victory? The blood that Jesus spilt on that cross. The blood that Jesus spilt on that cross. That's your victory over the devil. I'm here to tell you, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, you know what the Bible said? The Bible said, Satan cometh and hath nothing in me. You remember that statement? Satan cometh. Jesus said those words before he got to the cross. Satan cometh and hath nothing in me. I want you to know when Jesus died on that cross, he gave the devil the complete defeat of his life. Right now, Satan is defeated. Now, I want to tell you, thank you, little lady. She's standing there waiting for me to look her way because I have a call. But I want to come back to that in a minute, okay? So don't let me forget it. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, good afternoon. If this is a question, concerning the hurricane, do you actually think this could be a judgment? Would you say this could be a judgment from God or a warning?
Well, you know, I think that weather patterns are either just the work of Satan and sometimes maybe a judgment from God, but I'm not in no capacity to decide those. There may be times that the Lord would show me a certain thing was from the judgment of God, and there may be a time the Lord would show me just a warning. But I think the worst thing I can say about these hurricanes, they show us our world is dying. Our world is coming apart. Our world has become a wilderness because of wickedness and sin. We've allowed Satan to rule. We've killed so many unborn babies. We've got homosexuality and lesbianism growing and just exploding. Same-sex marriage is taking over many sections of our nation. Yes. I think all is a warning. At the least, it's a warning. At least it's a sign that we've wore this world out. Let me read you something. I think you'll like this. It's in the book of Romans, chapter 8. Probably one of the most powerful scriptures about this earth that you would ever find in the Bible. Let me see if I can find it here. It says, and not only, wait a minute, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. That's the best description of this hurricane that you can give. The whole earth groaneth and travaileth in pain. So it's all the pain of a universe that has been so destroyed by the devil, that's been so invaded by wickedness, where men and women live so godless lives. I mean, all of these things are piling up, brother, and it's almost over. It's almost over. Have you got that?
Yes, Yeah, and the thing is, too, because I know Haiti, they had a lot of destruction. And
I heard there was 850 died in Haiti.
And they're like a country that's so heavily into voodoo.
Oh, it is. Their god is voodoo. No question. And you know, when Haiti, many years ago, was one of the most prosperous places on the face of this earth. It was absolutely prosperous. And they had brought slaves in from Africa, and that was their first sin of bringing slaves, and I'm 100% against slavery. But they brought slaves in that the people in Africa had sold as slaves, and many of the people who sold them was Africans themselves. And they would invade one another's sections and sell then the ones that they would capture to slave owners, dealers, and they would ship them into Haiti. And finally, the slaves took over from the owners, which was, you know, understandable, really. But immediately, and I'm told that they'd actually prayed to Hindu gods that if you'll help us win, we'll serve you. And so they made Hinduism their god, and they have paid. That place is now so devastated, it's like the end of the world.
It seems God punishes like China or Russia, where there's communism or...
Well, it goes back to one of my thoughts, remember? Satan has literally made this earth a wilderness. Haiti is a wilderness. Thank God for what we're doing down there with Brother and Sister Lloyd and our great mission. It's wonderful. But our world is really a mess. And Satan did it. I want everybody out there to know that. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you for calling. Satan has made this world a wilderness. And I love that scripture. That's Romans chapter 8. You remember this now. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth. So these great storms are the groaning and travailing of a sin-cursed earth. A sin-cursed earth. You read in Isaiah, you know what he said? He said, when that rapture takes place, the earth is going to cast out the dead. Cast out the dead. Because the earth is cursed. And they're going to be glad to get rid of us. Now, my friends, this has been a good broadcast in my understanding. I know some broadcasts I get more calls than I can answer, more emails than I can respond to, and I like that. But teaching you what I've taught you today is powerful. Now, let me take a moment. Brother Gans, it's so good to have you in here sitting with me. He'll be preaching tomorrow night, and he's a wonderful preacher. I'm preaching in the morning on the absolute victory over Satan. The absolute victory over Satan. That's my sermon in the morning. Now, remember, I am on this month on a campaign to raise $20,000. I need every one of you out there to help me. To bring this kind of information on a worldwide basis, I think is a marvelous thing. And I want you to know that I'm depending on you to be my partner. Every one of you be my partner. If you need an address, you call the ladies. I want to send you this booklet. I really want to send you this booklet. The name of it is The Worldwide Wounds of Satan. The Worldwide Wounds of Satan. It's my joy today to try to be a blessing to you. It really is. Now, let me kind of close by telling you how important you are to me, to my sweetheart wife, to Brother Gans and his lovely wife, to our youth minister now, Dylan Beatty. We're organizing ourselves to do a revival ministry in Charlotte and to bring many souls to Christ. We're getting ready for door-to-door visitation. We're here on this broadcast to try to bring you the truth that would wake you up and that you'd want to come and hear the preaching of the Word. Our preaching is powerful. Our preaching here at this church is anointed by the Holy Spirit. And you get the old-fashioned truths. We don't compromise nothing in the Bible. Not a word. That whole Bible, we are a full gospel church. We are a full gospel church. Now, the ladies are standing by for you to call right now. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Grab your phone and call these ladies or send it by email to request this booklet on the worldwide damage of Satan. The worldwide damage of Satan. Brother Gans is preaching tomorrow night. It's time for war. It's time for war. Okay. That's good. Tomorrow night is time for war. Tomorrow morning, the absolute victory over Satan. Now, we'd love to have you. Now, I want to hear from you. I'm depending on you to help me financially. Don't you just take this for granted and forget about it. You love this program. Be a part of it. We're reaching and touching the world. We are touching the world, my friend. We have so much to be grateful for. And I love it. I'm here to tell you, I love it. And I want you to get something special from God. I want your life to be so blessed. And I want you to overcome everything the devil represents. Do you hear me? Everything the devil represents. I want you to overcome it. And I want you to live a glorious and victorious life. We care about you. You are wonderful. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you again and again.